Good morning.
Hi, this is Shelley from Astrology Answers. Did you request a call back?
I have some questions I was trying to ask. Let me give you my email first, and then you can understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
Cooper Tyrone, 471@gmail.com.
Okay, it's CooperTyrone471@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, sir. Mr. Tyrone Cooper?
Okay, so how often do I have to, like, pay money? Will be no problem, cause, you know what I'm saying, for me, you know. But how often do I have to pay money on my project?
For this, I do see the personal discovery guide was purchased on the 11th. That's not a subscription, so it's not going to automatically recharge you.
Okay, now what about the other scripts? I made one yesterday. I bid a $69 pay yesterday. Not through the one that I ordered yesterday.
I actually don't see that one. Let me see if I can try to find another account, maybe.
Because I had my friend to pay for it, because I didn't have the, I had the money, but I didn't, my card was not active. So I had to transfer the money to his card to pay it. So that's how, you know, it was paid up on his account. But I had a number on me you needed. The ID number.
Okay, sure. Can I have the ID number?
Okay, let me put it up. It's 39969BDE63R7OFE2CES. I get this in.
I can try to locate something with that number. Okay, with me just a second.
And like when I like when like on my email, oh, I wouldn't get through that.
Okay, I'm still not pulling anything up. Do you know the
try to when you got a number right here. What did one I gave with F at the end?
No sir, this one that you provided me ends in 2CES.
Okay, I got one char D. Let me say D39969DDE63RSMOL.
Okay, E7OF. Let me see.
Because that payment in full. Also, you don't really have to put the full payment on it. You can just pay on it, like that. You like when you had some money, you can put money on it like that.
If I knew what it was, I'd be able to say. I really don't know what that is. It's still not giving me anything. Do you know the last four on the card that was used? Maybe.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Do you know the last four on the card that was used for that purchase?
No, because I don't have this card. You just used the card for me. Matter of fact, we had to go to the bank and he had to put the money on the card, so I didn't get to see none of that. I wasn't trying to. That wasn't my. You know, I was doing. But it got E2C, E5 coming out and all that other stuff.
Okay. Now, on your account, under your name with your email, I only see the one charge for the $19 personal discovery guide. I don't see anything else.
You don't see what I bought this one at yesterday?
No.
But I didn't buy it through, I bought it through the package, you know, what I, you know, through the email that she gave me, Miss Mary, who I'm working with.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm still here with you. I'm not really sure how to assist because I don't see anything under your information. I only see the personal discovery guide.
Did that information supposed to be in there?
If you had purchased something else, it would be under your name. Yes, sir. We have multiple areas that we can search for information just to verify. And I see Tyrone mm-hmm. Cooper. I see the one purchase on under your actual members area. And then on the back end, I see that was the only thing that went through.
Okay, do what she signed me. She said, do what she signed me because she said receipt or payment, acknowledged payment, transaction ID C399696DDEC3R70FE2CE5. Now that was she signed me. She said, you know, thank you for the payment. Let me get it. D399696DDE63R7OFE2CE5.
Okay, I'll try that one. Oh, no, sir. I'm still not pulling up anything.
I don't know why you're not pulling up because I'm looking dead at it right here. I'm looking at it right here. And it seems like I always have a problem when I, because this way, clear there right here, it said receive, pay a payment, a knowledge. What is it? Transaction? TRANSACTION? In that transaction?
You said the transaction ID?
I'm mad you that what it said. I'm like, this is what the rule is. This rule say transaction? It's TRANSACTION.
Okay, yes, sir. What's that ID, please?
Okay, that's it. Then it got ID. Then it got CHARED. And then it got a D399696DDE63R7OFE2CE5. Then it got inbox. Friday, December 18th, paid. Purchase name, your. Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm looking at everything under your information you're providing to me, I can't locate that charge. It didn't go to your account, so whoever purchased that on your behalf, it didn't go to your account.
But it's paid, though, so that there's any problem with that?
Yeah, there is a problem with that. If they purchased it on your behalf, it may have went to their account, but it didn't go to your account. I only see the charge for the $19. I'm not even sure what you purchased. I only see the personal discovery guide. I don't know anything about the 65 Dodge.
I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at the payment. I'm looking at because she certainly, everything I got right here.
What is it for? Was it a report? Was it?
No, what is it for? Okay, it's
Was it credits? I don't know what it's for, sir, because under your information, I only see the personal discovery guide.
Okay. It's red. Okay. Okay, let me give you everything I got going on. It's a waiting as. Waiting, I don't know what they read. Waiting is to you, Luck Tyrone. I think Luck or something, whatever it is, inbox. Mary and Kristen. You know, and then tell me, basically what I gotta do and stuff like that, read, you know, box and stuff like that. That will do what I purchased yesterday. And I can do you need their Gmail? Maybe you can pull it up on that.
Okay, sure, I can try to pull up their account.
Okay. Let's see, Mary Kristen. A, you know, like a like a Gmail A, R, then you got TETEPATHICMEDIUM.com to your address book. You make sure future email will be delivered to your box. Inbox.
Okay, sir, is that one of the experts?
Yes, that one of the experts.
Okay, I wouldn't be able to see them. I can't see the experts members situation. I'm not able to see them.
Okay. So my thing, you saying something wrong, then I had something wrong when I sent the money. That's the thing I'm puzzling.
Yes, sir. And the thing that I'm advising you of is under your name, Tyrone Cooper, and under your email, CooperTyrone471@gmail, I'm only seeing one charge. So if someone purchased something on your behalf, they probably purchased it to their own account, not to you.
But it's on my account. But that's what he paid. He paid it for me. Because I asked the lady yesterday. I said, I can't pay for it with this card I had. So he had a PenPal card. So he had to use his PenPal card to purchase it from me. That's my thing.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
All right.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and escalate this to my management team. What was the other charge amount?
Let's see. Pull it back up. I think it was. I thought it was $79, but when I because I put $80 on the card, and it took off $69.
You said it was $69 even.
No, it wasn't even. It wasn't even. Hold on, let me pull it back up. Get the exact amount. Kobe? Let me see. Where is it? Okay, where is it? Okay. I just had it. Go back out. No, I just had it. Give me 1 second.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Yeah. I just need to have correct information to send in my escalation because, again, I can't locate it and I'm not able to activate it because I don't know what it is.
That's but it must be all good though, cause she say she got the let me go all the way out. I get that what I gotta do. Okay.
I mean, was it credits? I really don't see any other charges, Mr. Cooper.
It is right here. I'm looking dead at it. I'm looking at it. It was I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, yes, sir. I understand if you don't believe me. You're not trusting what I'm saying. Is that correct?
I'm telling you what you're saying, but it just strained what you're telling me. That's what I'm saying.
I agree. That is very strange.
It's strange what you're telling me, and this person tagged me back yesterday and told me she appreciate the money and these the people who I'm dealing with. So it's her name is Mary and Kristen. And I'm looking at it right now. Let's see. Now I can get the payment. Cause I just had it. Cause I just gave to you the amount and everything.
Okay, yes, sir. I'll tell you what. Let me see if I can connect you with one of my supervisors so that they'll be able to verify what I'm saying. Because I understand you're not trusting what I'm saying. So I'm going to connect you
I'm
with one of my supervisors.
I'm telling you what you're saying, but I'm telling you what you're saying. Because what they told me, I didn't have to pay you all. You know what I'm saying? Pay the professor who I'm dealing with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I used his card up on it. But I asked the lady yesterday that could I use his card to pay the bill with? And she said, yeah. He's not connected with you all. He just did that for me. On my phone. He did on my phone. He didn't do it on his phone. He did it on my phone. That's the thing, you know what I'm saying. He did all the transaction on my phone.
Okay.
He used the card number and everything and on my phone. He didn't use his phone. He used my phone. But I have this, you know, have the payment right here. And I can't get the full amount of it now. They just say acknowledge payment, and transaction. And you can put your supervisor on the phone you like to because you're saying that it didn't supposed to go that way, but it went that way.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm sorry I wasn't able to further assist. Bear with me just a second. I'll get us over to the supervisor.
Okay.